Welcome to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, a.k.a. Mike Daddy, a.k.a. Magnificent Mikey. I am a creator you can support. Just support me in the creator section there in the item shop. Just put in my code, Mike Daddy, M-M-M-I-K-E-D-A-D-D-Y. Let's see here. I also have Amazon link. It has no extra cost to you to use. You just click on that link while you're shopping around on all those Black Friday deals and Cyber Monday deals and all these holiday deals that are going to be coming up. Again, no extra cost to you. Just click on the link and a little bit will go my way whenever you buy something over there. Speaking of a great way for you guys to support me right now, go ahead. There's a free emote in the item shop right now. Thank you to Disney for giving us this emote. It's you know, themed from the new Wreck-It Ralph movie, I guess. And this one is called Hot Marat. So, yeah, there you go. It's a pretty cool emote that we got there for free, guys. So go over to that daily item shop and get this for free right now. Of course, you better make sure you have my creator code in there when you get this free item. Nah, just kidding, guys. Obviously, I'm not going to get anything for you guys getting this for getting this emote because it's totally free. But, yeah, definitely go get it because it is free. It's cool to have a free emote in there. So go check that out. Let's see here. What else do we want to actually talk about within the game here? Now, let's go over one of the weekly challenges for week 9 here. Pretty simple. Where to find the Carnival Clown Boards, because getting the score of 10 or more is really easy to do on these Carnival Clown Boards. You just got to know where they are. So I'll let you know where they are. There is one east of Junk Junction. There is the little racetrack over there that has a bunch of the quad crashers there, and you are going to get a clown board there. Again, just activate it. What I do is I just use my pickaxe and then just hit the balloons as they start blowing up. You have to hit the balloon before it pops on its own for it to keep going. And then let's see here. There is one on the southern end of Pleasant Park. There is one. Let's see here, in between Flush Factory and Lucky Landing, I guess on the grid that is E10. Let's see here, you will find one west of Lonely Lodge. There is that little trailer park area. It's just north of that little trailer park area in I-5. And then you will find another clown board over in H-7, just kind of like on the edge of where the grass area starts to meet the desert, right along the edge there, you'll find another clown board. Again, this is really easy to do. Just go activate the board, pull out your pickaxe, and just hit the balloons as they start to blow up. No problem. You'll get that done real easy. A lot of the challenges this week are really straightforward. You'll get a lot of these done just by accident. A lot of these ones I wasn't even trying to go for, just playing the game, and I was able to get them done. Those are my favorite kinds of challenges, like challenges that are just, you know, things that you can do by just doing what you would do normally in a game. But obviously, you know, you have to do things with specific weapons or whatever, but at least it's still something that isn't like taking you away from what you would normally be trying to do within the game itself. Let's see here. Obviously, we already talked about one of the items, but let's go over what's in the item shop today. We still have the Tender Defender outfit. We still get the Scrambler Harvesting Tool and that Flappy Flyer Glider. We have another bundle here today. So the bundle is the Rex bundle. I am a big fan of the Rex outfit itself. So in this bundle, you're going to get the Rex outfit, his back bling, of course. Let's see here. You get the bite mark harvesting tool and the glider. Now you can get this bundle, let's see here, for 3,740 V-Bucks. That looks like it's about, what is that? 660 V-Bucks off about, if I'm doing my math right. Yep. Yeah, 660 V-Bucks. Let's see here. So that, again, and then I was looking around on Twitter earlier, and Fortnite tweeted out that, so you will, if you have one of the items in the bundle already, it's going to automatically calculate that for you. And you won't be charged for that item, and you'll still get a discount on the other items when you purchase the bundle if you don't have the other items yet. So you'll still get the percentage off from those as well, which is, again, it says here, 15% off. Let's see here. Let's just do a tip of the day. And we've mentioned it recently that there's these portals around Wailing Woods that kind of, like, you know, transport you around the Wailing Woods area, and a great way to get some easy kills with this is to go to one of these portals and set a trap above the portal. Just break the little area around the portal so that you can set the trap above it, and whenever somebody else comes through there, somebody will go ahead, walk right, or they'll be transported right underneath it and be killed when they get there, most likely. Now let's see here, this is a great way to get some kills right now, because you know, this is something that they just recently added in. So it's a new item or a new feature in the game. Everybody's wanting to go there and use it. So there's more people around there than there normally would be. People just checking this out. So you'll get some easy kills just by setting the trap there. Let's see here, you guys. That is actually going to be the episode today. Not a lot of other news to go over or anything. You know, we're still coming off of the holiday weekend here in the States, so, you know, they didn't do any big updates or anything. So, the only other thing that I will remind you guys is Saturday, Sunday is going to be the Winter Royale tournament is going to be starting. So, go ahead and go to the event section of the game and look at the Winter Royale. Go to the event details so that way you can look up to see what times in your area you have chances to qualify for that. I'm hoping that I'll be home in time to do the qualifier in the evening my time on Saturday, which is tomorrow. And then I'm hoping Sunday I'm going to be able to do two of the different time slots based on what time I'm hoping to get off of work on Sunday. So I'm going to try to give myself a few chances to get the qualifying points in there. But yeah, guys, definitely at least try it out. Get in there just to, again, you can just go in there and test yourself. Even if you don't think you're going to, like, be a top player, or if you already know that you're not, you know, pro level, at least go in there, test yourself and see how you could do within one of these things. You never know. You might even surprise yourself. Again, and then I recently saw an ad on somewhere for you know, I was a kid in the 90s, so I'm a big Michael Jordan fan. He was always my favorite basketball player, and I saw an ad for his the Air Jordan 11s, the Concords, and they very end of the commercial they talk about how he lost that playoff series to the Magic, and then one of the guys says is, you know, Michael never lost, he learned. And I think that's another thing that you guys can take away when you're playing Fortnite. Man, it is hard to get those victory royales, but really, don't ever lose. Every time you get eliminated from a game, use that as a learning thing. Try to think about what you did that got yourself eliminated. What could you have done better, and take away a learning experience from that. That way you can try to learn from that mistake in the future and do better in the next time that you are in that same situation. All right, guys, that is going to be the episode for today. So go join the Discord, follow me over on Twitch, subscribe to my YouTube channel. I would love if you did all those things. You know, obviously, I've been really busy with work, so I have not been able to be as active on Discord as I have in the past. But, you know, I'm going to be chatting in there as much as I can with you guys. I'm still going to try to stream at least a little bit every day over on Twitch. That way I can hang out with you guys. Obviously, the podcast goes up on the YouTube as well. You know, pretty active on there now, but it's just the podcast. So if you're listening to this, you don't really have to go over to the YouTube and watch the videos as well. But share it with other people who maybe haven't listened to the show yet. Kind of show them what the show is all about. Let's see here. The other thing you can do, of course, is rate, review, and subscribe over on Apple Podcasts, iTunes. You leave that 5-star rating and written review, and you'll get a shout out here on the show. Until next time, guys, have fun. Be safe and don't get lost in the storm.